This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off hour number two in studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about the FTC, the Federal Consumer Trade Commission. I think that's the one.
The Federal Trade Commission.
The FTC. Okay.
Bureau of Consumer Protection, so it's actually the FTC BCP.
Okay, I get there's all of these different variants, and I get them confused.
How could you possibly get these very well named? Because all you have to do is look at them and say, okay, Federal Trade Commission, that means it's the federal government's anti-trade commission. Bureau of Consumer Protection means the bureau to screw consumers, right?
Right. And
it's
then
very
there's
simple.
The FCTC that I still don't know how it's different from the FTC. I just know they've got an extra C in there.
Now, there you go.
And I guess the C is for crony, but the FTC's Bureau of something is saying that the warranty void stickers are illegal.
They are illegal.
Kind of, although there's not actually any penalty for anybody just wrongfully using a warranty void sticker.
I don't know about that. But as Ars Technica points out, the sample language listed in the FTC. Now, geez, Daryl,
now you
screwed
can't
me
say
up.
The Federal Trade Commission.
The FTC statement matches the terms found on several companies' websites, and the media outlet felt no compunction naming names. Quote, Hyundai's warranty states that the use of Hyundai genuine parts is required to keep your Hyundai manufacturer's warranties and any extended warranties intact. Or Nintendo's warranty states that this warranty shall not apply if this product has been used with products not sold or licensed by Nintendo.
So if you buy a bootleg video game that's in a little Nintendo cartridge, I guess.
That's it.
All right.
Nintendo's warranty, Sony's warranty site states that this warranty does not apply if this product has or had the warranty seal on the PS4 system altered, defaced, or removed. After this story's publication, a Hyundai Motor Company spokesman acknowledged the FTC had indeed reached out on Tuesday with concerns about some of the language on its website. Hyundai said it's, quote, currently revising, unquote, the language to address those concerns. Quote, the language on the website was part of a consumer awareness campaign to inform Hyundai vehicle owners of their rights after a collision to ensure that their vehicle is restored to its pre-collision condition, the spokesman said in a statement emailed to NPR on Thursday. Quote, this language does not appear on Hyundai's written warranty terms or anywhere else on HyundaiUSA.com.
All right, so I'm going to kind of play Hyundai advocate here for a moment and say, well, Chris, you bought this Hyundai. How difficult is it to just, you know, you need new brake pads? Buy the Hyundai-branded brake pads.
Your Hyundai brake pads are overpriced, and I can get them cheaper down at O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
But O'Reilly will sell you the Hyundai brake pads if you just ask for them, because we've got a distribution deal.
Will you match my price versus the cheap Chinese knockoffs that are $10 less a brake pad?
No, we said nothing about matching prices, Chris. We're just
saying I'm a consumer.
You can buy our brake pads from whatever auto parts store you go to.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know.
You made the point that the quality GM parts or the Hyundai parts or whatever, they're going to be a lot more expensive.
Yes. They're certainly going to be a lot more expensive if you allow companies to mandate their use.
Right.
Because at that point, you'll have a situation where there's no competition. Prices won't go up by $10. They'll go up by $100.
No, you can buy the Hyundai brake pads from whatever auto parts store you want. There's competition.
No. I disagree because there are things that for example, on my Toyota that I have had to go to a Toyota dealership to purchase because they're not available anywhere else. You know, that's the other side.
And then where does this end? So is it just, you have to use our branded stuff for replacing? You can't do any extra modification. The car that you bought didn't have a spoiler. You want to add a spoiler to look cool with your buddies?
You shouldn't be allowed to.
The warranty is now void because you put a spoiler.
Well, plus you just spoiled the look of your car, so.
Right, but.
Yeah.
You know, like there's all kinds of things that people do.
True.
Oh, you want to change out the stereo? Sorry, the entire warranty is now void, not just the warranty on the stereo.
Well, the question becomes whether those become civil suits or whether you need the power of government to come down with a set of rules and laws and attempt to define everything under every potential violation and every use.
The problem is that civil suits benefit the large manufacturer because they're the ones that can afford to have the lawyers and that sort of thing.
Right. The only way these would be beneficial to the consumer is if there was a class action suit.
Correct.
But then it's one of those things of finding enough people that are aggrieved to wind up getting together to do the class action lawsuit.
Oh, now you got the internet, right? That's a kind of an equalizer in some of those things if you need to find...
The warranty on your Hyundai is void if you use the internet to find other aggrieved Hyundai users.
That's right.
The FTC has given six companies it contacted 30 days to correct any potential violations on their websites.
So is Hyundai here the only one that's a car manufacturer?
Sony. The only ones named. They only named three, but they say that they've given six companies, so we don't know who the other ones are. At the end of the month, the violations persist. They, quote, may result in law enforcement action, unquote. In the meantime, have no fear the next time you see one of those stickers. Know that when you peel it away, the law's got your back. That sounds like a very NPR thing to say, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I guess I'm not... This is one of those areas where I'm like, oh, well, good for you, government, I guess, or whatever.
Well, there are different sides to it, and I find myself doing this. When we talk about different things that the government does, it does not mean that you have to have a snap libertarian solution in your back pocket ready to go. Sometimes you got to think about these things a little bit and try to weigh which way benefits liberty.
Right, and... You know, especially with these problems that are basically government created a problem, and now government's trying to fix the problem by creating even more of a problem.
How did the government create the problem of the manufacturers putting a sticker on something and saying, if you remove this sticker, then your warranty's void? How did government make that problem?
Government didn't create that problem,
okay.
But having legally bound definitions of warranties and guarantees and all these other things, and then creating this commission that gets to decide what is and is not a warranty.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think people want some kind of homogeny in what a warranty is, because when they hear the word warranty, they want to know what that word means. And
right.
I would think that manufacturers would be motivated to muddy the waters on what a warranty is. You know, what's a limited warranty? What's a lifetime warranty? What are all these things?
Right.
As a matter of fact, we have the MyPillow, which is a great advertiser.
Yes.
And has a great pillow. I think in the first year, you can get your full money back if something goes wrong or whatever. Or there's some kind of manufacturer thing. But in the first 10, there's some kind of lifetime warranty. Well, what's the difference?
They guarantee the pillow will last for 10 years. That's not the same as a warranty.
Okay.
See?
I don't know.
You've got 60 days. If you don't like the pillow in 60 days, you can return it and get your money back.
Right. And I feel like I am the most reasonable consumer out there, and I'm sure that I can find a small handful of businesses that would say, this guy's nuts.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember one time when I was a kid, my dad ran a restaurant. Not for a long time, because restaurants generally don't last a long time. I forget the percentages, but a huge percentage closed within the first year.
Yep.
His was one of those. He had a money-back guarantee, and or you know, just like a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you were not happy with the milk for any reason, you don't have to pay. Some guy came in, ate 32 shrimp, and then said, "Yeah, I didn't like them."
Yeah.
100% satisfaction. Oh, yeah. Somebody was noisy in the room down the hall at the Howard Johnson. I don't want to pay for my stay. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Chris.
And Mark.
And Mark had previously mentioned the My Pillow, and yes, it's an amazing pillow. And if you don't have one, you can try it risk-free for 60 days. The My Pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a couple years now, and yeah, I can say it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that winds up collecting a lot of dirt and dead skin, you can actually throw your My Pillow in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable as a pillow. It doesn't have to get turned into kindling for a fire or some kind of like draft protector in a door. Or something. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price. Or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And if you've got pets, MyPillow sells bed things for your pet. Jazzy the Studio Beast has a MyPillow bed.
And loves it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And remember, if for some reason you don't like the MyPillow, in the first 60 days you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. So we had been talking about the FTC and warranties and apparently those little stickers that say, warranty void if you remove this sticker. Might not actually void the warranty in accordance with an FTC ruling, where they then mentioned a couple of companies, specifically Sony and Hyundai, saying that...
And Nintendo,
saying that, yeah, their warranties are void because they post something on the website, but it's not actually in the written warranty. So I'm wondering here if Hyundai writes all of the verbiage in their written warranty, if that would then become a binding warranty.
Oh, geez. That's the point. That was kind of going back to Mark's point. Just, couldn't there not be an association of manufacturers who get together and say, you know what, this is really confusing and we're just making our whole marketplace a mess. Right. Can we come together and agree on some specific terms?
Not without some kind of organization that can scare them. I don't think so.
You know, well, I mean, these things do occasionally happen voluntarily.
Occasionally,
yeah. They do, and you see that a lot in electronics, for example.
Yes.
For standards and things like that. Sony, look, notwithstanding.
I'm not willing to say that I don't think that the state has ever had a sort of victory in things that are good that it does. I think that in this area where we can get sort of consumers together, and this is relatively new. The FTC is a relatively new organization.
I guarantee it goes back to either Roosevelt or Wilson.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Maybe even newer than that. I wouldn't be able to say, but... the question is it worth it? And is the monopoly status of this organization, are they worth it? And I don't think that necessarily they are.
September of 1914, Woodrow Wilson.
Ding, ding, ding. You can pull out almost any ridiculous government program, say it was either Roosevelt, and by that I mean Teddy, or Woodrow Wilson, and you're 99% of the time.
Not well, there were FDR. Some horrible things from Teddy and FDR both.
FDR later on had his own set, but a lot of those got overturned. The ones that unfortunately have stuck with us the longest go back to Teddy and Woodrow. I hate them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
So,
yes, I do.
Changing gears here.
Dead people, it's all right.
Okay, just checking.
Changing gears here to...
It's a very sad story, Daryl.
I mean... Cannabis?
This is a horrible story, and sometimes, you know, you see a headline and it just sort of tugs at your heartstrings. This is the headline from SplinterNews.com. John Boehner joins legal marijuana firm Weed No Longer Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. John Boehner, the former Speaker of the House.
Yes.
Big drug warrior guy.
Big drug warrior. Yeah, at one point said he was unalterably opposed to legalizing the drug.
Yeah.
Unalterably.
So which company has he joined? And I will make sure that I never buy any cannabis from that company ever.
I will just read it. This is a rather short story. But in sad news for everyone who still thought smoking weed was cool, ex-Speaker of the House John Boehner has joined the board of Acreage Holdings, a cannabis firm that produces and sells the drug in 11 states. On Twitter, Boehner said his, quote, thinking on cannabis has evolved, unquote. Years ago, Boehner said he was, exactly. Boehner said he was unalterably opposed to legalizing the drug. Today he says, I'm joining the board of Acreage Holdings because my thinking on cannabis has evolved. I'm convinced descheduling the drug is needed so we can do research, help our veterans, and reverse the opioid epidemic ravaging our communities. Who are you again? This is not John Boehner speaking. This is undoubtedly a press. No, it says it's John Boehner tweeting. So,
yeah. And then this Acreage Holdings board, you know who else they recently added to their board?
Oh, it's got to be some staunch libertarian, right?
Bill Weld, former Republican governor of Massachusetts.
Whoops.
Yeah, so John Boehner and Bill Weld both added to the boards here for Acreage Holdings.
It's also a sign that weed is becoming big business and acting like any other corporate interest, paying ex-congressmen to lobby on its behalf. For example, as it grows more legitimate and legalization spreads across the country.
So what we found was the alcohol companies lobbied against medical marijuana. The yep. medical marijuana companies lobbied against recreational marijuana. And who are the recreational marijuana people going to lobby against?
The recreational marijuana people are probably going to lobby against legal psilocybin, which is being pushed in Denver currently.
There you go.
Because, you know, weed's okay, but all of those other drugs. No. Let's start the legalized recreational cocaine initiative.
I'm good with that. I always found it rather recreational.
I think the people who are doing recreational cocaine are going to do recreational cocaine whether you want them to or not, so you might as well.
Yeah, and I think that applies to all these things. Here's an idea. Just legalize everything, and then you don't have to have a separate lobby from
right.
medical versus recreational. And,
right.
and what, these guys aren't making a product for both sides? Probably not, because you have different laws in different states, because some states are still scared of federal law.
Right, but, you know, these big companies, and I'm speculating here, it does say that this company holds licenses for cannabis businesses in 35 states. They're probably selling some of this stuff recreationally in the states that allow recreation, and then selling medicinal in the other states, although some of the states, like Colorado, they still have certain product that is only available as medicinal product,
right.
and other stuff that is only available as recreational product. And some of these dispensaries have both of those things in the same building or in the same shopping area. But if you have a recreational or you've got a medicinal card, you can only buy the medicinal things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy medicinal and recreational on the same visit.
Hmm. I wonder which presidency this sort of thing started under. We'll get to you after we come back from this, and I'll
Tyrant
answer
Lincoln.
That question.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can join us, or maybe you just want to interact with others that are watching the show. Yeah, I said watching the show because I know that some of you are, you know, kind of voyeuristic. We've got the webcams in here and we stream it on the Twitch. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. And Mark, you just wound up becoming a Twitch subscriber using your Amazon Prime thing.
Yeah, I've done it about three different times. When I go there to watch, usually I'm not going that often, but when I do, I just have to click one click and
then
I'm
you
subscribed.
Can, you know, subscribe, and it's this thing that Twitch does to where you subscribe and it winds up giving some money to the channel.
Yep.
But you have to make sure that every month you resubscribe, otherwise that channel doesn't keep getting the subscription money. I don't know exactly how the back end works, but you did it, and as Ian said, if Mark can do it, it can't be that difficult. Twitch.lrn.fm.
That's about correct, yeah.
So we've been talking about this Acreage Holdings cannabis company that just added former U.S. Speaker of the House John Boehner and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld to their advisory board. We'll get back into the article here in just a second, but first to the phones where we've got Chris calling in from Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, another Chris, and Mark.
Hi, everyone. Daryl and Mark, I've met you both several times. I wouldn't expect you to remember me from Adam. But your conversation about the FTC warranty issue that you brought up reminded me that, you know, I'm as libertarian or as hardcore voluntarist as it gets. But there are probably a few things, and if I have to think really hard, that, you know, I wonder what is the thing that I benefit from the most or that I really enjoy the most the federal government has done, the state government has done, even though I would still abolish it in a heartbeat if I could. So for me, that would be, I think, the automatic answer when I thought about it was the national park. My wife and I, in our early 30s, sold everything we had, bought a motorhome, and we'd travel across the country full-time and work out of our RV and visit a lot of the national parks. And as I backpacked through Zion or Bryce National Park or some other places, I think, God, I'm so glad there's not a Starbucks here. At the same time, I would get rid of it in a heartbeat. But I'm just curious if you guys are thinking intellectually and being honest about what are the things that you enjoy the most, if you have to turn the tide or turn the kind of play devil's advocate, what are those things for you?
Okay, I'll take this one. I have a few of them out there that I think that the government has been sort of successful on, and successful is in air quotes. First off, I'd say NPR, this organization, and PBS and these sorts of things. They don't need the government anymore, even though they wouldn't for a second turn down the paycheck that comes with it. They get enough money from donors and that sort of thing. You know, they've shown that they can exist without the government, but they'll continue to take the money. But essentially, they needed that first boost of that first big check. You remember when Mr. Rogers went there and said, "I want to teach kids how feelings matter." And
the senator said, "Well, sir, I think you just got your $20 million.
That's right, and he got it. And it was a great speech because Mr. Rogers gave great speeches. He was a great man, there's no doubt. He's not. He and I don't share political proclivities, but I can see somebody who's good at what they do. That's number one, so NPR, PBS. Number two, recycling programs. We have to be able to do something with the garbage that is plastic, and they put in place some programs that probably could be streamlined down into something that isn't complete waste of government of public time and money.
Yeah, Penn and Teller had a really good episode of their TV show BS.
But it's like 20 years old now.
Right. It's old, but it's still a good episode, and it showed how ridiculous some of these things were to where they went out and they were asking people, all right, so if we just added a second and a third and a fourth bin, and then the guy wound up with like 15 different bins.
Sure, it showed that recycling is basically a faith-based operation. There's no doubt about that, but that doesn't mean that they're not doing a good job recycling plastics into something that's a bit more usable or whatever. You know, I'm gonna say that plastics, there's a chance that there's some value there. And then lastly, recycling, the space program. I don't know, you know, maybe, like, obviously SpaceX is kicking NASA's butt now, but, you know, maybe there was a time when you needed to dump some money in to get to the moon.
Right, so you mentioned two of the things that I would actually wind up donating out of pocket to: PBS and NASA.
I
like space stuff,
right?
And I like actual educational stuff. And I have said for years that if the Corporation for Public Broadcasting ceased getting federal money, I would become a monthly donor to PBS and NPR.
I've got to say, it's good to have the old Thursday show back. This has been it's been good. I feel good about it.
There's one time when we were on like this.
That's all right.
Then, Chris, to answer the question of, you know, like, what things do I like that government does, I've kind of got to agree with you there that I like parks. I think that they could be handled a lot more efficiently if it wasn't for, you know, taxpayer funding. One of the local parks that I ride my bike through probably 3 to 5 times a week, there's actually a volunteer organization called the Friends of the Ashuelet Park that actually do the cleanup, but it's still government-owned.
Yep.
I think the Friends of the Ashuelet Park should be allowed to purchase that land.
That would be better for everybody.
Oh, God. I got nothing.
I agree. How about you, Chris?
I have nothing. I don't know one of these things that couldn't have arisen out of the free market, and it's okay the government. It's not okay the government did that. It's not okay that the government seized over 100 million acres under what president? Let me throw that out since we're
Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt, right?
Because he couldn't shoot a bear even though he was a game hunter.
It doesn't matter, but it wasn't just him. It was after his example, then it was every president up to Obama. Right. Has seized lands from states and given it, basically taken control of it and controlled the resources. So when you have higher gas prices, the first thing you should look at are national parks, many of which sit on lots of natural resources. So I don't have a good answer for you. I think an NPR would have arisen. I think eventually spaceflight might have popped up there. I don't know that it was in our – we thought it was in our national security interest to have to compete with the Russians at that point in time.
Well, it was, because you needed to make ICBMs that could wipe out the world.
Yes,
the space program was about making rockets.
I understand.
Not about getting people to the moon.
Right, and again, Chris, the question isn't what things should government be doing, it's what things are they doing
that,
that
I
you kind of like, and I think me and Mark both qualified ours with these should be done privately, but, you know, like, it is nice to have a park. I
just
wish
can't play the game.
Private.
It's all right. I can't play the game.
I know. I'm trying to think. I went last.
You did this thing earlier today called driving on a road.
Yeah, but
don't you wish that, you know, like, Walmart actually owns the road? You like having a road. That way you don't just, like, live in your cabin in the woods, and then you aren't able to come in and, you know, interact with other humans.
It's so bad. I've asked, actually, like, been slipping message to the Discord group going, Jesus, help me out with this. Please, guys, help. Throw me something. Throw me a bone.
Oh, I know. You're a libertarian because you hate roads.
I'll say this about roads. So it's good chance in rural places like where I live, you wouldn't see the well-paved roads that exist today. And it may be that people who live in those areas would need to drive an F-350 with a plow on the front and some more rugged tires in order to be able to get from their from the main highway to their house or something like that. That may be something that they would have to do. Sorry, that would be a community project that they would have to figure out. You want to live? You want to live in the country by a lake or in the woods or whatever? You pay for it.
Chris, good call. Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest, freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S. Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about John Boehner and Bill Weld joining the advisory board for Acreage Holdings. Acreage Holdings is a company that has they have licenses in 35 states for cannabis businesses. And, well, there might maybe be some problems here because, the Obama-era policy saying that the DOJ was not going to wind up messing with states that had legal or, legal for recreational or medicinal, that policy wound up getting rescinded by Jeff Sessions. So there might be some, legal questions because cannabis still illegal at the federal level.
Yep. And I think I had asked before we stopped where most of these regulations came from, under what presidency, and I'll give you two examples. The Pure Food Administration, which was created by the Pure Food Act, which ended up being the Food and Drug Administration, was created by the Republican, Teddy Roosevelt, and the Harrison Narcotics Act that made most opiates illegal and banned their importation was passed by Woodrow Wilson.
Now, prior to that Pure Drug Act, you could actually wind up buying cannabis, heroin, and morphine, and hypodermic needles, and a bunch of other things from this wonderful book. No, no, no. It didn't have faces. It wasn't the Facebook. It was the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
There you go. Also where we used to turn to look at new BB guns and girls wearing
underwear.
Couldn't
you buy AR-15s from the Sears and Roebuck catalog when you were a kid, Chris?
I don't know if they ever had an AR, but they always had 22s and shotguns. That was always like, can I get this?
And
no.
Sort of going off on a tangent here for a second, I saw something where somebody took a screenshot that said the AR stands for automatic rifle, and the 15 is how many shots it fires per second.
Nice. That's a completely inaccurate, but okay.
Yeah, it's like everything in that is absolutely wrong, other than you correctly spelled AR-15. Congratulations, here's a cookie.
My favorite inaccuracy is this idea that the AR-15 came about from the military M16, when it is absolutely the reverse. The AR started being sold, honestly, January 2nd, 1964, so even older than me, folks.
Right.
Even older
than
me.
So it was around when you were a kid.
Yeah, but it was 4 or 5 years before it got pulled into military service. So this article continues. Sales of legal weed totaled $6.1 billion in 2017, according to Marijuana Business Daily, making the prospect of big weed handing out big checks to politicians not beyond the realm of imagination. Of course, Boehner is no stranger to exactly this type of behavior. As the Washington Post reported in 1997, quote, in mid-June 1995, the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation Political Action Committee, PAC, wrote $500 campaign contributions to 59 House Republicans and Democratic members. Federal Election Commission records show some of the checks were written to members that House Republican Conference Chairman John A. Boehner, Republican of Ohio, suggested Brown and Williamson support. According to Barry Jackson, his chief of staff, Boehner was then given the checks to deliver, quote, so he could get credit, unquote, Jackson said. Last year, it was publicly disclosed that Boehner, in the last week of June 1995, walked around the House floor delivering six or more of the Brown-Williamson PAC checks. What a turd. Deepest condolences to all weed advocates and enjoyers of weed culture. For your blankety-blank new ally. That's coming from the article. But that's it.
Yeah, and the Boston Globe here has some additional information. They say that according to a recent poll, recent as in October of last year, from Gallup, 64% of Americans, including majorities of both Republicans and Democrats, say they support legalization of cannabis, which is by far the highest number since, no pun intended there, since the pollsters began asking the question in 1969 when only 12% of the population favored legalization. They go on here in the Globe to say that the legal cannabis market is expected to reach $75 billion by 2030, despite being illegal at the federal level. Now, I've heard over the last couple of years that, you know, it might wind up changing from Schedule 1 to something else.
Yeah.
But so far it just has been talk about, they might think about, maybe talking about, at some point thinking about it.
There's been also some moves by the World Health Organization and other international agencies, and this is the part that doesn't really get talked about, but the United States is party to tons and tons of treaties and agreements with other countries, many of which that we foisted upon them in order for them to qualify for U.S. federal aid, foreign aid, excuse me, that they accept these terms when it comes to narcotics and things like that. So there was a big push, I think it was in the early 60s, not necessarily by the United States, but we signed onto it. So we sort of have these international obligations too. Hopefully those will go away.
Yeah. Hopefully They will. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. And let's go to the phones where we've got David calling in from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. David? David going once? David going twice? Not hearing anything. I will put him on hold. I don't know if there's a problem with his phone. Bordop, if you're listening, if you could check, make sure he's still there. And again, if you've got thoughts on this, 855-450-FREE. Mark, you look like you've got something to say.
I got a story. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I guess.
The police can reap... This is according to the Daily Mail. Could the police replay murder victims' memories after they die?
This sounds like an episode of Black Mirror.
Okay.
Is this from like sci-fi future today dot info planet dot George Norrie?
Dailymail.co.uk.
Are they the ones that are responsible for cutting off your head and preserving it upon your death?
Dailymail.co.uk.
No, different company. Then. Okay. Just checking.
Our memories have a clear and unique genetic mark in our brains. That's the remarkable discovery of scientists in Israel who say these genetic markers could be used to unlock memories after people die. The technology opens the door to strange scenarios similar to those portrayed in the series Black Mirror, where investigators can record and play back the memories of suspected criminals. It could even lead to a future of which police are able to read and replay the memories of murder victims to help them piece together the events leading up to their deaths. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's a fascinating proposal, said Cleo Warburton at the University of Bristol, told the New Scientist. You would have to get these get in there extremely quickly as proteins start to degrade within minutes of death, says Warburton. It probably wouldn't give you more information than a good forensic scientist could, but it wouldn't be surprised if we end up with a film about this. The discovery was made by researchers from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Interesting, they decided to get somebody to comment from the University of Bristol on a discovery from the University of Jerusalem. But they wanted to know how brains store memories and new connections between neurons. It's known that brains do this using proteins, which are controlled by genes. The new study found different experiences create different changes in gene activity in the brains of mice. Of course. To test this, the team subjected laboratory mice to a variety of positive and negative experiences. These include making them ill, giving them a treat, electrocution, giving them a hit of cocaine. How do you get this job? After an hour, the mice were euthanized, and the team looked at which genes were expressed in seven areas of the brain.
So you still want the job knowing that the mice got euthanized after getting all the party drugs?
Just find out how to get you in a job. After an hour, the mice were euthanized. The experts triggered a similar reaction to others, and they found a remarkably similar gene expression as a result. So Dr. Annie Citri, the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, was part of the team of researchers that looked at memory formation in the mice. Researchers looked at the brains and were able to tell which specimens had been in which test group by looking at the relative gene expression.
There's more. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.